Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
A girl named Clarissa emailed us for a second date update, saying that she went out with a guy about a month ago.
Okay.
And now she's finally ready to get back in touch with him.
After a month?
Yeah, I don't know why she would wait a whole month. Either she's playing the really, really slow game.
Yeah, I've heard of the month rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or two, she's superstitious and only wants to talk to him on the 13th of every month. Just to be safe. I don't know.
She's a witch.
Let's find out.
Oh my God.
Clarissa, is that true?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Ooh, yeah, good witch name for sure.
Clarissa, boiling trouble. You're on a broomstick, Clarissa.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh no, she regrets calling
in. I'm
gonna
go. So we'll get to it in just a second. But first, Clarissa, tell us about the guy that you want us to call today. What's his name?
His name's Matthew.
Okay.
And we met on Coffee Meets Bagel a month ago.
Oh, I've heard of that one, Coffee Meets Bagel.
Yeah, they were on Shark Tank.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's that one about again? What's that dating app about?
So it's like a normal dating app, except you have to pay for a subscription. So I've been on a lot of the free ones, and I thought that if I paid for a subscription, I'd find, like, better quality guys, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
It is true. You pay, like, $5 a month, and boom, a whole new world of dating opens up, I hear.
You've never done it. You're not swiping on Jose on Coffee Meets Bagel.
That makes sense, because if the guy's willing to pay to meet, then he must at least have a job.
Yeah. Or serious.
Or trust fund.
Yeah, invest. I was thinking more invested in the process, right? Like,
yeah.
You're taking it more seriously, like Jose said.
Mm-hmm. Rather than Tinder, where you're just trying to hook up with people.
So what was that like when you hit up Matthew? I mean, did you contact him first?
I did. What stood out to me about Matthew is that, first of all, he's really handsome. Like, not in a conventional way, which is something that I love, I guess.
Unconventionally handsome?
So he's ugly.
Yeah, that's the nice way of saying that.
Not at all. He has this really cute crooked nose that I find so endearing.
Okay. I thought for sure she was going to say he's super old. Because handsome and old people go together. I usually say hot, but, you know.
Sounds like he has, like, a prominent bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did you and Matthew do?
So we went out to coffee.
Oh, hence Coffee Meets Bagel. Yeah.
Is that a requirement of the website that you have to get coffee?
Stick with the theme.
And you have to eat bagels on the first date.
Partnership with, like, Starbucks.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I love coffee. So I was really happy that we decided to go out. And also, I felt kind of, like, safer going out during the day, if that makes any sense, because there's a way for you to get to know the person better.
I think it's always so brave to go on a first date with someone you don't know without alcohol.
Yeah,
I do.
Alone.
Like, I don't think I could do it, man. I'm always really impressed.
Even if it's a breakfast date, right?
Yeah.
All right. We're
mimosas or something.
So how did coffee with Matthew go?
It went really well. He told me about what happened to his nose, and apparently it got broken because his 4-year-old nephew punched him.
Oh, okay.
So your future boyfriend got beat up by a child, and that's cool.
But, like, super cute.
Super cute, or it says a lot about his family dynamic. But, okay.
He's like, so I punched him back.
Yeah.
He punched the baby. No.
No.
So I told him that I was going to get my wisdom teeth taken out the following week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that I was really nervous about it. And he offered to drive me there and pick me up.
Oh, what? Wow.
Oh, that's great.
Wait, you agree? You felt not safe enough to go get a drink at night with this man, but you're going to let him pick you up when you're in a state where you don't remember anything? Like,
well, you just talked about how you don't like being sober on first dates, Brooke, so she's just following your lead.
I know, but we went from, like, 0 to 120 miles per hour.
Okay.
Like, so wait, did he actually do it? Did he take you to your wisdom teeth appointment?
Yes. So he drove me there the following week and picked me up. I think.
Yeah. Have you never seen a YouTube video of people after they get their wisdom teeth out?
Yeah.
Why would would you do this?
But a baby punched him, so she probably cried while she was drugged.
Good point, Alexis. Yeah.
No, but like, you always say something stupid after you get your wisdom teeth out. Like, you're.
I know. I just needed someone. He honestly was the only person available.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But it was really sweet. I got there fine. I know he picked me up, but I don't know what happened after or how I got home.
Oh, God.
I hope it was by him, but of course you don't. Wait, you haven't heard from him since then?
So you did something while you were high.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I texted him after just being like, thanks so much, you know, for getting me home.
Yeah.
You know, I hope everything was okay and I didn't do anything weird or whatever. And he just like never got back to me. And that's been a month ago.
That's it.
Oh, no.
You said something, you did something.
Yeah, but it's forgivable. I mean, it's not like this guy doesn't know she was under anesthesia wisdom teeth.
I don't know. She could have the truth serum and it said some really offensive stuff.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. But props to you for going a whole month without texting him. I couldn't do that.
I'm interested to know what you did or said while you were high on anesthesia.
She is too.
I think we all are. Let's play a song. We'll come back and we'll call Matthew and we'll try and get you your second date update. Okay, Clarissa?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, hold on. If you're just tuning in for the second date update, we're talking with Clarissa, who went out with a guy named Matthew on a coffee date. She ended up liking him so much that she trusted him to take her to and pick her up from her wisdom teeth appointment.
That's a big responsibility.
Yeah. So that happened, and afterwards, he's not calling her back.
He hasn't even texted her to check in and say she's okay.
Now, Clarissa, I know that after you got your wisdom teeth out, you were on the anesthesia, you don't remember a lot, but is there anything that you do remember from it that might explain why he's avoiding you?
I have like a very blurry memory of me possibly drooling on him.
Okay.
That's okay.
I mean, that's fine.
It's expected, isn't it?
Right.
Well, I have my wisdom teeth taken out. It seems kind of typical.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sure it happens to everybody.
Yeah. But I think I also maybe, I'm not sure, but maybe I tried to kiss him too. I'm really not sure.
I think also okay. I mean, what is this guy expecting when he's going to pick somebody up from wisdom
I agree with Brooke.
She has a bloody mouth full of gauze. That's not a good time for the first kiss.
He should be flattered.
Okay, guys.
I know. What does he want? Like, the whole reason people pick you up from the dentist is just so they can videotape you and go viral. Like, they know you're going to do something crazy and weird.
Wow. Okay, bro.
I'm just saying. Thank you, Alexis.
I mean, it could be a lot for a guy to handle the second time that you interact with someone. That's all we're saying. But let's find out, okay? We'll see what he's thinking. We're going to call Matthew right now. You ready, Clarissa?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to dial the number. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Matthew?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm calling from Dr. Sherman's office.
Oh, my God.
You picked up a female patient of ours recently, and while you were in the lobby, our receptionist said she saw you steal a handful of pens.
Jeffrey, stop it.
We would like those back, please.
You're from a doctor's office?
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So you remember this.
All right. Well, Jeffrey, you need to come clean.
I got to be honest. I wasn't expecting him to answer that.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree. That was me.
Sorry, Matthew. I'm not really calling from the dentist. My name is Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. I'm doing something called a second date update.
Okay.
Somehow this just got weirder.
Yeah. So the way that that works is if you go out on a date with someone and afterwards, if they're not calling you back, you can reach out to us and we'll get in contact with them for you to try and figure out what went wrong. And so you recently went out with a woman named Clarissa.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Clarissa emailed us because she says that she had a great time with you and really likes you and really appreciates that you would take her home after she got oral surgery, and she's hoping that she can see you again.
I don't think it's the best idea that we go out. I mean, I don't know what you guys know. Did she tell you what happened?
She told us that you picked her up. I mean, you guys went on a date first. You went and got coffee. She told us about that and had a great time, and she said she really thought that you were handsome and that there was a connection.
Yeah, I mean, we had a nice time, and she seemed great, but when I went to pick her up, she was drugged, obviously, after the surgery, and the whole way home, she was just saying crazy stuff, and I don't know, I just don't know if it's the best idea if we see each other again.
Okay.
That's what we kind of thought, to be honest.
Yeah.
But what could she have said? She was drugged up. What, like, you knew she was
loopy. Yeah, what'd you expect?
Clarissa doesn't remember pretty much anything that happened during the ride home. So could you maybe explain a little bit?
This is really embarrassing, but while I was driving the whole way home, she kept making jokes about my height.
Is that an issue for you? Like an area of self where you're self-conscious?
I'm 5'7". I'm not that short. I'm taller than she is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And normally I wouldn't necessarily care, but she was relentless about it. She was making jokes about it, like, the entire way home.
What was she saying?
You're so tiny. You're like my tiny little Uber driver.
Yeah, but she was drugged. It wasn't really her. I mean, anesthesia is different than alcohol, right? With alcohol, I feel like you're still yourself. Anesthesia, you become a... Who knows what your brain is doing?
Yeah, can't you give her a break for that?
I mean, she said I needed a booster seat.
Okay.
Come on.
Like an Uber in one of those little smart cars. Yeah, she's
obviously attracted to you. She told us again and again how handsome you are, how excited she was about going out with you.
Now I know how that 4-year-old nephew hit you in the nose because you guys are the same height.
Look down on you.
Stop it. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, Matthew.
He does not think it's funny.
I know.
That's why I'm sorry.
I don't mean to pile on.
We tell jokes on this show, just so you know.
Yes.
Yeah, I realize that.
Okay. Sorry.
And I was surprised, I guess, just because I was willing to give her the benefit of the doubt in the beginning, but she just kept going. She went the whole time, basically the whole way home. She was singing the Oompa Loompa song to me when I tried to bring her in the house.
Oh, my God. Did you happen to catch any of this on video, perchance?
I didn't. I was the only one there.
Yeah.
Oh.
But if it had been on video, that would have been the end of me. That would have been like a viral video about how tiny I am.
Buddy, I mean, here's the thing. You have met her. We've only talked to her for a little bit. And even in that time, she seems like a lovely person who would never purposely hurt someone's feelings.
I don't know. She's a height shamer.
Yeah, I mean, aren't all women? I care.
Actually, I mean. That is a thing. Women are like 6 foot or above.
Exactly.
Right?
You just kind of have to take it and accept it. But you're okay.
Dude, some of the hottest guys I've dated were short because they're not taken by the tall ones that look like supermodels.
I'm not that short. I'm 5'7". I don't know why you guys are...
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. He's right. That's barely below average, I think.
Yes.
Barely.
Below 6 foot.
Well, look. Look, Matthew, like, don't you want to at least give Clarissa a chance to explain herself a little bit?
I don't think it would matter. It was clearly on her mind. She obviously thinks it, so it was just coming out. You know, it's like the truth comes out when you're drunk. I think it's probably like the same type of thing.
I'm just thinking the same.
No,
man.
It
Maybe
is not
is
the same. People
deep down.
No,
okay.
People see like little green aliens when they're coming off of their wisdom teeth. Like it's not because they really believe in little green aliens.
I know, but there was no green alien. She was very accurate.
I don't know. Give her a chance.
I'm not on anesthesia right now, but the truth is about to come out because. I'm about to tell you, Matthew, that Clarissa's been on the other line listening, and she wants to talk to you.
Oh, my God.
I am so sorry. I cannot even apologize enough. I am so sorry. I don't think you're short. I think you're, like, a short guy, but, like, I don't think you're short, like, too short. You know, I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm so sorry I did all of that. That is so mean of me.
You called me a hobbit 4 times.
I did not. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Clarissa, you were a bully.
I didn't know what I was saying. I was drugged up.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah, but deep down, you must have had an issue with it because it's the only thing you talked about.
I would be lying if I said I wasn't on my mind, but it's not like a deal breaker at all.
It just sounds like, Matthew, like... I mean, I think she's being honest. She doesn't care about your height. I mean, it's something that she noticed. Just like I'm sure there was some sort of something that you noticed about her that she was probably self-conscious about. Like, don't let your own insecurities stand in the way of somebody that you think is cool.
Yeah, she sounds really sweet. She's not a height supremacist.
Is that a real term?
Oh, it is now.
Yeah, we just made it up. What do you say, Matthew? I mean, she's obviously very, very remorseful about what happened and doesn't feel that way about you, really wants to get to know you. And with that said, would you be willing to give her another shot? Because we'll pay for you guys to go out on one more date.
You're not sending us to an amusement park where I'll be too short for the ride.
Look at you, Matthew, coming with the jokes.
There we go.
I like
There's
it.
The sense of humor.
Yeah.
What do you say? One more date on us.
One more date on you guys, and she wears flats.
Hey, there we go.
What do you think, Clarissa?
I love flats. They're super comfy.
All right. Now, Clarissa, sing us out. Oompa, loompa, doompa, doop. No?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Moving 92.5.